Guys, we're at a tipping point. There's no doubt about it. And a guy that I think can stop the tipping point, that can help us hold back the hordes, is a friend of ours, Lou Barletta, and he's on the line right now. Lou, welcome.
Bob, congratulations on your show. I'm really excited for you. I'm calling to wish you well, and I couldn't have picked anybody better.
Thank you so much, Lou. How are you doing? I know you're in the throes of a decision about running for governor. I'll tell you, there are so many of us hoping and praying that you throw your hat into that ring.
Well, I'm seriously considering it. We're talking to Mary Grace and the girls. I really thought I was finished with public office, Bob, to tell you the truth. But after, what we've just gone through and how Governor Wolf has mismanaged the crisis, made it worse, made the pandemic worse than it had to be, and so many people have been hurt. And sometimes it's hard to sit in the bleachers and watch a game. So I'm going to take a good hard look and make a decision very shortly.
You were always a player, Lou. We need you because you're right. I keep telling the audience in the other shows I was in, and certainly will in this time slot, that it's going to happen again. We're going to have health crises and other types of crises again. We need a real leader in Pennsylvania to make things happen and to do things the right way.
Yeah, it's almost like a bad dream, isn't it? I mean, when they first shut down, locked America down, it was hard to believe, but that was a big deal because now it becomes easier and easier, and now we have governors deciding, who could stay, actually picking and choosing what business could stay open, who can close, and you combine that with what's happening in Washington, and we're watching our freedoms literally be taken away from us. And if anybody cares about their children and grandchildren, it is pretty hard to just sit on the sidelines and say, if there's something you can do about it, how could you not, get involved? So that's the decision that I'm going through. I don't like the direction Pennsylvania is going in. And we've worked hard to make this the place where we want to live. And I just don't like it. I don't like government controlling our lives the way they are. And I think it's going to get worse unless we get someone in there who has the backbone and courage to stand up and give people their freedoms back.
And Lou, what is unusual in your background is you've got executive experience as mayor of Hazleton, but you've got executive experience in business as well, both pre-Congress and post-Congress. So you've got the mix of experience that Pennsylvania needs, and we need you. We really do, Lou. I hope Lou Barletta is running for governor, and we'll do everything we can to get you in there, believe me.
Well, thanks, Bob. Thanks for the confidence, and I'm really happy for you, and you're going to make this area much better by what you're doing. Big shoes to fill, Rush Limbaugh, but if there's anyone that can do it, it's you. So thanks for what you're doing, too.
Thank you, Lou, and okay. you call us when you're ready to make a decision. We're in it all the way.
Thanks, Bob.
Thank you.
Good talking to you.
You too, Lou. Pleasure.